What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
The show going to the Big Sky Conference. Jace Coburn, I'm in the Boss Man Show. Jace, to see you again, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, man. Always enjoy being on.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed, man. Hey, man, you're having a hell of a year so far. 15-6 in the Big Sky overall, 9-2 at home, 9-1 in the Big Sky, man. So talk about just your team, man. Just seeing them grow every day, man, and being everyday guys, man.
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely describe our team as everyday guys. They're very coachable. They're a fun group to coach. I enjoy seeing them and coaching them every single day, and they're always receptive to getting better. Probably one of the most focused groups I've ever been around in terms of moving in one direction of one common goal. You know, starts with our leadership from our players. So it's been a fun year up to this point. And I can honestly say I've enjoyed every single day showing up since this team got here on campus.
And in today's college basketball world, Jace, man, with the portal and NIL, how is it to find the right guy for your program who's about the team still, not just about where I can get paid or my next stop or not being where their feet are?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with your culture, you know, and so we had three all-conference guys come back from last season, and there's probably not a lot of teams in Division I basketball that can say that. You know, so it was about our culture. It's about who they are as people. To be able to have those three guys come back was huge, because it gave us a foundation and base to build around. So we could go out into the portal and find the right pieces, find the right, you know, personalities to match with what we had going on. We, you know, because a lot of this isn't just about the player, it's about the person. And so when we went into the portal this year and added our new guys, like, you know, we had a good base and foundation to build around. So we knew exactly what we needed to do and the type of person we needed to bring into this. So it's all worked out so far, you know, because our guys have all thrived in their roles, not necessarily just even accepted them, but thrived in their roles. And so it's made for a really good season up to this point.
No doubt. And just having all those three guys come back, it really helps you for us in summertime and fall practices into now. Guys learn how to play with each other, having an understanding of how each other moves, how to read, how he moves here. So talk about that piece of having three guys who are the foundation of bringing new guys who can understand what the culture is, how you all play, and they can read how they play because they've been in your system for a long time already.
Yeah, no, those three guys, they know each other really well. You know, they know exactly what they're going to do in every single moment. They've got great chemistry together. And when you step into a program like this where there's three established guys, you know, and you check your ego at the door, then you just automatically kind of just fall into your role, fall into your place. You know, and so that really helped us because those three guys have got great leadership qualities. We don't have bad practices. Like every single practice this year has been a good one. I mean, of course, I shouldn't say that. I mean, of course, we're going to have one every now and then, but for the most part, like those guys set our tone for practice every single day. They set the standard for practice every day, and that's carried on through my time here. You know, it's got increasingly better over the time, and it's because the younger players have learned from the older guys, and with retaining our players over the years. So we've been able to build a culture and continue to build on it. So now we're in year five, and you know, the culture's at where we want it to be. And so you know, a lot of that has to do with our former players too, is every single time, like just raising the standard, raising that bar every single year. And so we've been able to do that.
And you had a competitive non-conference schedule before you got into this guy play going 6-5. So talk about just had to play these tough games non-conference wise. Now you're in conference. The this guy is tough as heck up and down. The records don't matter because every night's a tough night. But about that, they get scheduled going 6-5 non-conference, jump into the this guy and do what you're doing right now.
Yeah, we wanted to play a hard non-conference schedule. Like that was part of it. We really wanted to test ourselves early because we knew we had a core group coming back, and we wanted to see where we were at and where we needed to go. I would say that probably for this is one of the first times that we've walked out of some buildings in higher level conferences where we were like, damn, like we were one, maybe two plays away from winning that. Like we should have made those plays, and we should have won this game. Where I think in the past it was like, all right, guys, like good job, good effort. Like we just battled one of the best teams in the country, and you know, good job. You know, where this year had a different feeling. Like it had a different feeling when we walked out of those buildings. It was like, nah, man, like we should have won that game. And so we knew we were close in non-conference, you know, and like I said, we wanted to test ourselves and figure out what we needed to get better at. You know, and so I think our non-conference schedule really helped for sure because we played some really good teams.
No doubt, man. Especially you got 20 conference games to play. You need to kind of test yourself with different styles, man. Because like, let's just looking at the standings right now. As we sit here today, it's still a tough league, man. I'm looking at the games. The scores are very, very close. So it's possession here, possession there, block out here. The small details determine winning games right now in the big sky. So anybody can be anybody. Like I said earlier. So it's really this competitive league up and down. People should really realize that about the big sky.
Yeah, I mean, the Big Sky every single year is a really hard league. I think it starts with the programs and the coaches. Like, there are some really good coaches in our league, really good programs in our league. And so it's always been a league that anybody can beat anybody on any given night, whether you're at home, on the road. I mean, obviously, it's a really hard league to win in the road on. But, you know, anything can happen on any given night. Like, you can think one thing's going to happen, and then all of a sudden, some team jumps up and beats another team by 20. You know, so it's definitely a fun league, and like I said, it starts with the programs and the coaches, and then you know their ability to acquire talent, and get that talent to come together. So yeah, I mean, Big Sky is really competitive. Yeah, and you never know what's going to happen on Thursday and Saturday night and some Mondays. Like you never know, so it's awesome.
No doubt. When I watched you guys on the ESPN Plus to send somebody to get ready for the interview, man, I'm watching how the ball is moving and you're sharing the ball. Talk about how important that was drilling to your guys that ball movement and sharing the ball and going from a good to a great shot is very important for our success and getting the right open shots.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very proud of how we move the ball. You know, and like I said, it goes back to starting and recruiting, being upfront and honest. I mean, we're not going to try and trick somebody in here and guaranteeing people coming in here shooting 20 shots a night and all that stuff. Like, that's not what our culture and foundation is built on. Our culture and foundation is built on being a team. So I think it starts then in the recruiting process. You know, and our players know that everything is earned. You know, so you know, we take pride on moving the ball though. Like we're going to take the right shots, and I think that's got a lot to do going back to personalities. It's got a lot to do with personality of the player. You know, I can honestly say like our team has not been selfish this year. Like, I mean, I can't even really. There's maybe been a handful of times over the course of games where we've all been like, what was that shot? But that it's few and far between. You know, our guys aren't out here trying to chase stats and do all that. Like our guys are about winning. And you know, and at the end of the day, like a lot of these guys are going to have opportunities to move on and play professionally, because they're winners. and they do winning quality things. They're not just chasing stats, and you can see it with how they play. A lot of these guys can play on any basketball team because they provide so much value and thrive in the roles. So yeah, I'm really proud of the fact that we don't have a selfish team, and guys aren't doing that, because that's not what our culture is built on.
And to that point, a lot of times fans don't understand. Sometimes you see the big shot that was made, but you don't see either the screen or the cut or the action on the backside. They got that open shot. I think fans are really say that we're all on string, and every man has a key part in getting that wide open shot that you see on SportsCenter. But it may be a great screen, a great cut, or just running the action the right way hard and causing defense conflict on the backside there.
No doubt. And we talk about winning the little things a lot, right? Like winning the margins, and winning a margin could be, how you space the floor. Is it 3 feet this way or 3 feet that way? And it opens it up for somebody else. And the great part about our team is okay with that. Like they want to win. And so they're willing to do, and sacrifice, maybe their own stats or whatever, on any given night, because as we found out, teams are playing us a lot different every single night, and some people are trying to take one guy away. Some nights people are trying to take Jalen away. Sometimes people are trying to take Terry away. Sometimes people are trying to take TV away. And so, so every single night it's been different. And so that's what makes it fun, because it's always going to be somebody's opportunity to step up, and our guys are okay with like doing the little things on that night to help the team.
It's gonna be fun for you as a staff, because late game wise, you can kind of depend on who's going at night. You have option to go late game to get a key basket now. It has key on one person, so it has to be fun for you instead of kind of you all playing out games, thinking about, okay, if we get this situation, we got multiple options to go to win a game for us, if need a two or a three.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, it's a coach's dream, right? To have that many options, but then also have those guys understand what other teams are trying to do to them, and trust in their teammates that their teammates are going to make the right play next. Like Keon Kinsey had 24 points the other night on Saturday, and really stepped up. And he's had some nights where he's had 20 or more. And it's been a product of like, okay, it's just like, how the defenses are playing that particular night. And so, like I said, it's winning basketball, and our guys' mentalities are all the same. And so it's pretty fun to coach.
You have to be happy with your team's limiting turnovers as well, because you don't give up too many pick sixes. I see you have a few live balls in there, but most of them are not like the pick sixes where you go back and we can't stop that at all. But talk about the value in the ball piece of it, not getting your guys to understand how the ball is everything. And the program starts with the ball in our hands. Can't be throwing it
Yeah.
away.
Yeah, no doubt. Ball security is a big thing. Some of our turnovers come from trying to do too much at points, trying to be too unselfish. But yeah, I mean, ball security is a big thing for us, because we know that if we have more possessions to where we get shots on the rim, we got a pretty good chance to win that night, because of our talent. So we always want to take care of the ball and get good quality shots for sure.
And in that possession game you speak of, rebounding the basketball is so important. So talk about the bet pieces going to march here, and games get more important, owning the glass on both sides of the glass, offensively getting more possessions for yourself, and limiting theirs by giving them the one stop and getting out and getting them throw aheads as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's where everything starts for us. We do rebounding every single day. There's not a day in practice that we don't do rebounding. And we emphasize that, we talk about it a lot. I mean, that's one of the keys to smashing the glass for us on the defensive end and the offensive end. So it just gets you extra possessions on the offensive end and limits the other team on the defensive end, we know that how athletic we are, probably the most athletic team that has ever been at Portland State. And so we know that if we smash the glass on the defensive end, we got a really good chance to score in transition. So, if we can get clean two-hand rebounds and rebound like some big boys, then we got a chance to score at the other end. So rebounding is huge for us for sure.
I wanted to bring this up to you as well. Like, but how important is it to have your guards really getting involved in rebounding as well? I think about when guards get involved, it changes the whole game for rebounding. Think about how important it is to have your guards get dirty as well, and hitting people and trying to get rebounds for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things I told the team the other day is I know we're always playing hard when our guards are rebounding. Like when our guards are rebounding and not just letting Terry and TV and Kenzie get every rebound, but when our guards are rebounding, I know that that's when we're playing hard. Because ultimately, it eliminates the outlet pass and we can just get it and go. And we got one of the fastest guys in the country true with the ball, Jalen Henderson. So like when he's rebounding and that ball is in his hands, like he's, you know, I mean, he's one of the fastest guys, you know, out there with the ball, with or without the ball. You know, so yeah, guard rebounding is huge for us, especially when we're playing other teams that, you know, they got some guys who can offensive rebound really well. And we know going into some games that it's going to be a guard rebounding game. So yeah, I mean, that portion is huge for us too.
Now, let's listen. You talk about let's listen on your team. Getting 11 steals a game is some of the active hands you have defensively. And talk about that piece up as well. And listen, defensively, they really cause havoc and cause chaos and blow up people's actions with using what you have on your end.
Yeah, we thrive best in chaos. There's no question. You know, defensively, you know, we're a defensive team first and foremost. You know, something we've been really good at has been able to leave offensive possessions in the past and refocus on defense. And not let the offensive end bleed into the defensive end, because they know that that's where it's at, right? They know that in order to win a championship, we're going to have to defend our asses off. And we're going to be the, you know, we always go out there thriving to be the most aggressive team defensively. And like you said, have active hands and get deflections and steals and all that type of stuff. And it's a fun way to play. You know, definitely a different style from most of the teams in the Big Sky. But we're going to get after it. We're going to pressure the ball and make some stuff happen. So, you know, we play a very, I would say, passionate and spirited brand of defense. You know, and it's just kind of from my upbringing and the guys have fun doing it. So, we're always going to be that way.
So you got a big game in Sacramento State against a guy I know very well, Mike Bibby from the time Atlanta Hawks. I met him when I was a young reporter. He was still with the Hawks. So seeing him as a coach there is crazy to me. But talk about what you see on film for those guys and getting ready to play those guys this week coming up.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously they're a very talented team. They assembled some really good talent. They've got some guards who can really score and, you know, some guys who can really shoot it. And they've added a big man who's really stepped up over the last couple weeks. And, you know, we know that they're very talented. They're going to play fast and try and get downhill and things like that. So it'll be a very challenging game. Obviously, I remember Coach Bibby from when he played back in high school. When I was a young kid and I'd see him play at Shadow Mountain High School way back in the day, you know, so but yeah, you know, they obviously going to do a good job, get, you know, and Sacramento State over there is not an easy place to play, you know, with the record at home. They've been really good this year. So it'll be a battle for sure. It'll be a good game.
No doubt. Jason, man, good chat with you. It's been 2 years. That's on me, brother. We got to do this again more often, man. So it's fun to get caught with you again, man, and keep doing your thing and keep grinding, brother.
Appreciate it. Love it, baby. Let's go.
Yes, indeed.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.